March 5th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. RBN listeners recognize that our educational system is wholly inadequate and prejudicial and designed to dumb down the population. People who listen to RBN understand that deep-pocketed special interests control the corporate media and the government. I'm relatively tolerant and like to hear every aspect of a given issue. That tolerance does not imply acceptance or endorsement of everything that a guest may present. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to Spingola1, that's the numeral 1, Spingola1@yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my regular email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, Spingola.com, or by going to Spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Tim Rogers. We've had him on the program before talking about some of the grassroots efforts to destroy and to use social networking and other social media sites in order to create problems and havoc and to introduce ideas or distracting thoughts in order to take people off course. Tim, are you with us? Okay, he's not ready yet. I was reading in a very interesting book this morning, The Ugly Truth About the ADL, and some of the things that they engage in. On page, just in the introduction, it says that the ADL, according to police investigators, were illegally spying on at least 950 political organizations, including the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, the NAACP, the Rainbow Coalition, Greenpeace, Simon Wiesenthal Center, the United Auto Workers, the Christie Institute, New Jewish Agenda, Operation Rescue, the Liberty Lobby, the Nation of Islam, the United Farm Workers, ACT UP, the American Civil Liberties Union, the National Lawyers Guild, the Beau Gritz presidential campaign, and the political movement led by Lyndon LaRouche. They infiltrated countless police and sheriff departments across the country. They bribed police officers and illegally obtained classified government documents on at least 20,000 American citizens. They were in the business of selling information on anti-apartheid groups to agents of the South African government. And I'm talking about the ADL and some of their nefarious schemes and infiltrations. They also were caught passing surveillance and classified police data on Arab Americans to Israeli authorities, who then used the ADL data to illegally detain American citizens visiting Israel. They passed themselves off as Israeli intelligence propaganda when passing off Israeli intelligence propaganda as ADL-generated research in an effort to sway American public opinion and government policy, while never being forced to register as foreign agents and while even enjoying tax-exempt status with the Internal Revenue Service. So this is the kind of stuff that the ADL engages in. Okay, I think that Tim is with us, but we do have a 3-minute break, so we will have him join us after our break. Be right back.
Time to relax and unwind. What better way to do so than with Santa Barbara Bells? For over 25 years, our wind chimes have been helping people to relax and enjoy life. Turn your home environment into a pleasurable experience. From the small overture chime to the large super bass, you will find just the right chime to enjoy. All wood, strings, and cordage are protected for long life, and all parts are rustproof. You have 10 sizes to choose from. To see and hear more of the chimes, go to santabarbarabells.com or call us at 805-733-1513. Santa Barbara Bells is currently having a springtime sale. Come to the website and save up to 50% on all of our chimes. SantaBarbaraBells.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are. Incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Guest today is Tim Rogers, and he was with us once before, probably 3 to 4 weeks ago, and we had a very delightful conversation, and I anticipate that that will be the same today. Welcome, Tim.
Hi, Deanna. I was just having trouble with my mic. I didn't think I was going to be able to get on.
Well, it worked out well. Manny probably had something to do with that. He's our board op and our producer of this program today, so thanks to Manny for helping you out there.
Yeah.
I know sometimes Skype can be kind of tricky.
Yeah, yeah. Right, okay. Well, what we spoke about last time we covered was we were talking about Saul Alinsky. We were talking about extremist networks that are operating low down in our communities. And we were also talking about suicide material. These individuals are using Alinsky methods, not just to empower themselves as community activists, but also from deflection of what they're really involved in. Now, what I found very interesting immediately after your show last week, within no time at all, we got a man called Andrew Anglin, who wrote a huge article on his website. His website is called Total Fascism, and I'm just looking for the article now. It's something along the lines of a huge conspiracy too complicated for anybody to understand. he was very derogatory against myself and also to you, Deanna, and the show, and I put a couple of comments on there, and I said to him, look, you know, I'll send you this material if you want to see the facts. Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals is not an obscure conspiracy theory. This is a well-known theology that Barack Obama was trained in himself. And also, this is being used right the way across the states in every community and also in the UK and Europe. And he said, yeah, on his silly website. So I took the opportunity to send him the same material that I sent you, Deanna. Can you confirm the material I sent you on Alinsky?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's hundreds of files on it. This information is not hard to find. It doesn't take a genius. It's everywhere. It's mainstream news. This is being reported on a mainstream. And one of them was from an article, I think it was from the Daily Mail. And it said, treating Britons akin to lunatics. So I sent him all this material. And then I sent him hundreds of different files on suicide material that is being put in front of children. Can you confirm the suicide material, Deanna?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So lots and lots of suicide plays are being put in front of children. It's glorifying suicide. It's encouraging suicide. And you haven't got to read deep into the psychology of it to understand that it's dangerous. If somebody even looked at it in isolation, they'd think to themselves, oh my God, what is going on? This is awful.
But just the numbers confirm what you're saying.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. So I sent him all these files as well. I said, right, Andrew, I said, show us what you're made of, be a man. And I said, you know, let's see you publish an article to the fact that what me and Deanna was speaking about is not just mainstream. You've witnessed and seen the material. Let's see it on your website. No reply, absolutely nothing. Now, we've had these people trolling the nationalist parties, the truth movements, the 9/11 movements, all of them for years. This has gone on for decades, if not longer, with different fractions of political movements. And what these people do, they get into a political movement and they deliberately try to marginalise us. All right. Now, I've witnessed this firsthand. I was a very big part of Wales British National Party for 8 years. Very, very close friends with the leader of Wales BNP, a man called Brian Marney, ex-SAS, incredibly intelligent, well-informed individual. And we come across one of these people, just like the extremist Andrew Anglin of Total Fascism. I mean, the name of his website says it all. We come across one of these people, he called himself Green Arrow. Okay, so what he was doing, he was trailing the traffic of the British National Party. Some members, including the head of legal, Lee Barnes at the time, again, very capable man, he brought up the attention of Nick Griffin, and he said to Nick, and also a man called Simon Bennett, and he said to Nick Griffin, the leader of the British National Party, we've got a problem. We've got this man. He's an extremist. He's a proper extremist. He's trailing our website. He's stealing our traffic. He's stealing our donations. And so on and so on. At the time, nobody listened to Simon Bennett. Nobody listened to Lee Barnes and a few others. And the situation was allowed to carry on. And as a result of it, there was arguments, rifts, splits going on within the movement. People were being deliberately demoralized by this man. I went on his pal talk, and he was deliberately dragging activists in. I listened to him carefully. I listened to him for months off and on. You've got to watch these people for a while before it comes abundantly clear what they're actually doing. One man he pulled in, and this man, he's a lovely man, he put a photograph of his little girl up, ballet dancing. He said, look, he said, I'm awful proud of my little girl. The following evening, this Green Arrow man called Paul Morris, calls himself Paul Morris, he was telling everybody that this man is a paedophile. Right?
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, absolutely awful. Now, he also, he wanted to be an editor of the main BNP website. There was a man who run it, his name evades me at the moment, but a man was running it for a number of years, very capable, very well respected. And this Green Arrow, this Paul Morris fellow, he started a campaign against the man, calling him a paedophile, and it resulted, long story short, with this poor man taking his own life because of the bullying that he received from this Paul Morris.
Oh, my.
Okay. So I'd identified within our movement there was a disruptor. He wasn't sneaking about like you see him in films, shades and black coats and all the rest of it. He's very, very large. The same as when I was talking about these Zelensky agitators. They're very large in your community. Everybody knows them. They're the one who organizes all the local events, all the children's events and all the adult events, all the parties and all the rest of it. So this is the sort of thing he was doing. So he would organize little get-togethers and what he was doing, he was opening up different, little functions, pal talk. He'd call himself, we're going to destroy the New World Order and all this nonsense. And every time he'd bring a group together, he would then, once that group would come together, he'd spread the poisoning. So everybody would end up fighting. Now his website was called initially the Home of the Green Arrow. All right. Now I asked him what the Home of the Green Arrow meant. I said, that's a very unusual name to call yourself, considering you're a white nationalist. Where does that come from? Always from a local man who used to write letters to the daily paper, and he was disgruntled politically and so on. And I thought this man was wonderful when I was a child, and I decided to call myself Green Arrow after my childhood hero. And this is what he said. So I asked him again a few weeks later. I was intrigued. He gave a story, slightly different. So I then decided, obviously recognizing that he was a disruptor, he was causing a lot of problems within the British National Party, I started to look into what that name was really about. The Green Arrow, Israel, a primary weapon, thermal nuclear weapon, is called Arrow 2. All right?
Oh.
Yeah, green is a specific plant only grown in Israel. It's very symbolic to Israel. And also, the Green Arrow was a political Zionist. He ran a book called the DC Comics. He was an overt communist, Marxist, extremist, and his political beliefs were very obvious throughout his publications. He was also, a Zionist, extremist Jew. So, unbelievably, you know, we've got this man who's come to the, is trailing our political movement. He's causing disruption. He's splitting everybody up. The language coming from his site is nothing but hate. Hate for Muslims, hate for Africans, hate for Indians, hate for homosexuals, hate for everything, including other nationalists. So remember what I said about marginalizing a political movement? This is what he was doing. So where we'd have very moderate members within the British National Party who objected to mass immigration, it wasn't a problem of any minorities. I was brought up, and many of my friends were brought up with friends who were from minority backgrounds. One of the people in the BNP, a very close friend of mine, his wife is Chinese. So, but he was peddling hate to such an extent, we were absolutely amazed that the man wasn't arrested. If you'd seen the language and the stuff he put on that site, you'd say, my God, what is he doing, you know, still operating? Now, it got to a point that me and a few of my colleagues were that fed up with it because we knew he was a plant.
Alrighty, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Tim Rogers. Stay tuned.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. G-E-O-F-F-L-A-W-T-O-N.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today. Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. Pick it up from where you left off.
Okay, so what I was saying was, it came to a point that that we knew, a handful of us at the upper levels of our party, that this man was a wrong'un, all right, in every way you could possibly imagine. He went on about homosexuality that much. It was that much hate for homosexuality. We all got our firm beliefs, but that's not the point. What he was doing was hate. And I said to one of the boys, I said, this is latent homosexuality. I said, where somebody goes on about it so much, I said, they've got a deep-seated, not a repulsion, I said, but maybe a want for it. I said, read latent homosexuality. But anyway, that's by the by. We decided to report him to the police, because of the material was so extreme, it was absolutely repugnant in every way you can possibly imagine. It was doing us harm, it was doing the party harm, it was doing other people damage. So we put together a huge file, give it to the police. Police wouldn't even take the statement off us. Took it to another police station, wouldn't take the statement off us. We phoned up the special branch, they wouldn't even speak to us. So we'd done everything we could to deal with this man as a criminal, as what he was, or what he is, and we couldn't get anybody to deal with it. Then a friend of mine had a phone call from a detective, and he said, look, we use these sites, he said, we had an email from them. We use these sites to monitor extremists. So what these sites are designed to do is pull people in, and you've got to look at things through layers. Not just to disrupt and destroy movements from within, but to also create the marginalization to the political parties, and then also to monitor what sort of individuals are going on them. So when you go on sites such as the Total Fascism, says Roald, doesn't it? These sites are set up deliberately to drag people in, destroy them, marginalise us, and also for the security services to monitor what they believe are extremists. All right, so this is how these people operate. Going back onto this Total Fascism, when I said a Caesar all, you know, he believes that Hitler was a total fascist. This is what he's saying, isn't he? So what he's doing is degrading in himself in the first instance. Everything he writes about is a violent and a repugnant, brutal, extreme nature. Those weren't my words, by the way. I was just reading off his site now. Hail victory, brutal. Extremism is the way forward. The first reply I had from him was, do you believe in the Holocaust? Incredible, isn't it? So this man is an extremist. I think everybody could would be able to agree to that. And he's dragging people in and demoralizing them and ensuring that our security services are watching ethno-nationalists very closely. So this is how they operate, Deanna. And so they're not slipping about in the dark. They're not hanging about and spying in some bush with telescopic lenses. They're pulling people in and destroying the movements.
So this could work on a lot of different levels and a lot of different on a lot of different issues. For instance, in the 9/11 so-called truth movement. I mean, that has been some time, and there's such divisions in that movement that I think people just kind of got tired of it and have just backed away. And of course, I think that they set these things up long before the event so that they can control both sides. And Lenin did say, we will control both sides of every issue so that we may predict the outcome, so that we may control the outcome.
Definitely. They always set up the opposition. If you look at, I said last time about the Wall Street protests. Now, I know from my research, not from some conspiracy theorist, not from the news, from my personal research, identifying and looking at these people, looking into their Twitters are priceless, who they're following, who's following them. I know for a fact from my research that the Wall Street movement is funded by George Soros, open societies, open charities. They're creating a situation of destabilization in the West. They're destroying our countries from within, exactly the same way as these extremists destroy every movement we set up. If you look at the lesbian rights, it's always run by the opposition. If you look at the feminist groups, they're always run by the opposition. The KKK years ago was run by a Jewish Zionist. So this is across the board. And I'm sure people are thinking, well, how do we deal with the situation? Well, it's absolutely simple. I've said a long time ago that any political movement to be part of it, I think it's a very serious issue, very serious issues we're dealing with. And those who are involved in it realize how much it affects our lives personally. And I believe it should be a code of conduct. If you join our movement, it's five of us, say. If you join our movement, there's the terms and conditions.
Alrighty, we'll talk about those terms and conditions when we come back from our 3-minute break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com. There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. Okay, you were going to talk about some of the parameters of some rules and regulations. And regarding Total Fascism, the website, he does have a lot of very good things posted on that website.
Well, yeah, I'm sure he has. But the first thing he did after our last radio show, Deanna, was abuse and attack us both. And I gave him the opportunity to put out a write-up on the fact that the information that I showed him completely proves his derogatory comments and allegations against myself untrue. Well, he's had 3 or 4 weeks for since I sent him that information. Mm-hmm. I've given him the opportunity, and he hasn't published it. Why is that?
I didn't. I believe you sent me the article that he referenced us. But I really don't pay much attention to a lot of the garbage that people write, and I don't generally engage with them because. But I really can't remember what he said about the program. Mm. I should have looked it up before today's program.
Yeah, well, basically, I mean, what you've got to remember as well, a disinformation agent or somebody who's trying to destroy a unit from within. Of course you'll see reasonable, good articles on there that touch on issues that we would enjoy to read or we would relate to. Of course they're going to put things like that on there. Now, what he said was, is that, I'm just pulling the article up now, a massive, confusing, and impossible Jewish conspiracy. All right? So this was the heading for the article, and what he said was that we must be away with the theories, we must be insane, paranoid, gibberish. The bottom line is that they are failing to acknowledge the biological nature of the Jewish problem. And as long as they refuse to do so, they will be considered enemies. So we're enemies, right? So, you know, everything on there I took as very derogatory, very extreme, and I see it as marginalization. Now, let's just suppose he's the real deal. He's a Hitler sycophant. First off, Hitler wasn't a fascist. Fact. Everything's been twisted round. He ran a democratic country, and he got rid of, within the political ranks, treasonous individuals. There are also Jews within the Hitler ranks. There were also Muslims in his SS divisions. There were also Sikhs and blacks. So everything he's spouting out is absolute total nonsense. And of course, some people would like to believe they're a white racial supremacist. It's not about supremacy. Let me just tell you, from my studying, here's something that we've achieved. Now, between myself, Brian Gerrish, and a very good friend of mine, I done the research. My friend distributed my video with Brian Gerrish, explaining the psychological sciences, Schneidman's failings, and the Werther effect. Me and Brian spoke to for just over an hour. It was a very comprehensive discussion regarding suicide, how suicide is brought on, particularly with young children. And so my friend distributed that video to over 2,000, probably much more, elected representatives already sitting in a position to do something about it. As a result of that video and my research, last week there was a motion put forward by a senior councillor to ban all suicide literature from schools. Now, that's a result, right? So we're looking out for the safety and well-being of vulnerable children. On the other side of the coin, we've got an extremist ranting on about Hitler, telling everybody that everything we discussed was absolute nonsense. But during this meeting with the council, there was over 60 council representatives, most of them very, very experienced. The councillor who brought the motion forward has got 42 years worth of experience. He's an MBE. He's won awards from the Queen. And he said to the cabinet, to all of them, I want you to watch Tim Rogers and Brian Gerrish's video. Brian Gerrish is an ex-naval commanding officer. This is the sort of people I bother with. And he asked them all to watch the video before making a vote. And they did. And they come back. And every single one of them, except one, it was like 66 or 67, voted in favour of banning suicide material from schools because of my actions. So what I advocate is tolerance, not hate, and to deal with the situation the same way the enemy is, incrementally, with understanding, and to be organized, to be highly organized from the word go. You're talking about they control the opposition. Well, we know this. And I'm explaining to you how they operate. So what do we do about that? I tell you what to do. I was just saying before the interview, before the break, you set out your guidelines. If you want to make a difference, you set out your guidelines before you set up a movement and say, right, that's our guidelines of engagement. And if you can't agree to those, or if you break those rules, you're out. So what you're doing then, you're setting up an environment that everybody's clear how this all works from the word go. Because we keep on seeing political movements rise and fall. They're rising and they're falling. The National Front, exactly the same. They destroyed the National Front in the 70s, 75, 76. And I know exactly how they did it. They did it in the same way. They got groups to marginalize them and make them all look like KKK nutcases who go burning crucifixes on people's lawns and who want to kill all black people and all Jewish people and all the rest of it. So this is the sort of message these people put out, and we should, as responsible adults, reject that type of extremism from the word go. If you've got somebody ranting about hate in a party, it's wrong, and they're doing it for reasons of division, extremism, and to marginalise us. So have a document set up. If it's just 5 of you, 10 of you, 1,000 of you, it doesn't matter. Start off with the view to move forward and to deal with issues in a proper, adult, responsible fashion.
Well, that's one thing about the truth movement, is that it attracts a lot of people who would not be willing to accept the rules that you suggest, because we're all individuals, and I believe that there are a lot of shills in the truth movement, some of which are very well known, such as Alex Jones.
Well, what do we want? We want democracy, don't we? We want a fair and just system as a backbone to work on. This is effectively what we're one of the main reasons we're fighting against. We're fighting against fascism. We're living in a fascist system at the moment. We don't want people telling us to love total fascism, do we? Or, you know, and all the other extremist things that come with it. So if I said to you, let's start up this movement, Deanna, and we're going to set up a structure, it's not going to be that complex. It's going to be very simple. And order. We need order. So I'm going to say, any infighting at all, if so-and-so starts a row with XYZ, they're out. And so on and so on. You give them a provisional warning, give them a second, give them a third. Structure however you want. But there's got to be rules of engagement. Because otherwise, we're going to carry on working our guts off. I've seen people work their guts off for over 10 years. And at the end of it, they've accomplished nothing. Because they put one agitator in and split the whole group. If you saw it all going on in the party that I was with, I mean, honestly, Deanna, it was absolutely awesome how much damage one person caused. He caused infighting between every single group. I mean, I've seen the way the British National Party was structured and how it was operating going back 5 years ago compared to what it is now. It's unbelievable. You know, the vast majority of people, not only have they lost a political movement, a lot of people lost lifelong friends. So you know, we've got to agree that something needs to be done to stop this, to stop these infiltrators. We just can't carry on going and talking about them and saying, oh, well, we know there's infiltrators. What do they look for? What do they look like? Have they got tall heads and big 2 foot round glasses? Well, you know.
Well, I think that probably the infiltrators that do the most damage are the ones that, that use anonymity in the social networks, in the chat rooms, in various, instances like that, where they can really drive or distract other people. For instance, in a chat room, and this is where I am most familiar because of the concerns in my own chat room in the last couple of weeks, and in other chat rooms where people will infiltrate the chat rooms. Or, for instance, I see people. There's one site that post a lot of different radio programs, the audios from a lot of different radio programs. And very kindly, he publishes this and then allows comments. For instance, yesterday I had a program where I had a woman on who has founded a couple of different organizations that relate to abortion. And yet some of the comments in the comments section on this website clearly indicate, now the lady that I had on, her name is Victoria Thorne. And clearly you can tell from one of the comments, had something to do with Victor Thorne, who is a man The lady that I had on, obviously, was a lady yesterday. And this individual posted under anonymous, Victor Thorne is an Israeli asset posing. He is not, you know, what does that have to do with what we talked about? Obviously, this person didn't even listen to the program and indicated his ignorance by posting something that was totally irrelevant. So you find that people are engaging in anonymous, as an anonymous person, and yet they are trying to, they are introducing things that aren't facts. They are introducing things that are trying to drive the issue that was talked about on the program yesterday in a totally different direction.
Well, what they're trying
it's like giving a review of a book that you don't even own.
Well, what they're trying to do is drive a wedge, aren't they? Right? They're on these chat rooms and they're deliberately trying to cause distrust and deunification. Now, remember my story about the way that we've been targeted. This is why I got into politics. We've been targeted by an extremist Zionist Jewish group in my community. They've terrorized us. And I was speaking to a lady a few days ago. I won't go into the full conversation, but basically, I went to her house about 5 years ago, after she removed her, objection from a planning application of mine. And I was intrigued. It was public, it was a public document. I was intrigued. I went over to see her, and I said, why did you remove it? Because she said, I knew I was being manipulated. I knew what these people were up to, and I wanted to reject what they pushed onto me. And I said, did you feel bullied? She said, yes, I did, she said. I said, can you tell me who it was? Well, she wouldn't. So I went down her house a few days ago again and questioned her again. Her husband asked me in. And long story short, she told me who it was. I had identified them anyway. But she confirmed who it was. Her husband was in a band with a few of them. So these people believed they were their friends. And she also told me the last time I went over there, a few minutes after, this extremist came over and threatened her for speaking to me. She said, if you speak to Tim Rogers again, I'll ensure you are isolated from the community. She said, I had somebody watching you and you spoke to him for 11 minutes and 36 seconds. Right? So the point I'm making is, these people... the activities are compounded from gossip and lies. So when you're on your chat rooms and you get some random comment coming in, just ignore it. Carry on what you're doing. What are we trying to do? Are we all trying to just make friends? Well, it's very important to come across like-minded individuals. But it's more important to keep it structured. And what you must do is ignore what they're doing and focus on the problem at hand, like I was talking about the suicide material, where we've got, you know, a whole council changing their policies and setting up protection groups for children because of the research that we did. Now, nobody could argue that's the wrong way to go about it. I focused. Whilst I was researching, I was still having aggravation from these people, but I carried on. I carried on with my job. And I looked at the worst thing they were involved in, and I thought, right, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to research this, and I'm going to do something about it. Now, this is going to start a snowball effect. I know this. I've spoke to the councillors involved, and now I'm showing them other documents. So I've made a route for our elected representatives. I've also shown our local police, and they can't cope with the information I've sent them. They don't quite understand it. I don't know whether they haven't got the time. They're certainly not stupid people. So I don't know whether they haven't got the time or to read it and divulge it. But they do know that what I've shown them is very, very disturbing. So look, just carry on with your activism. Keep together as a group. Ignore, totally ignore. Perhaps that can be part of the rules. You know, keep in mind all the time we do have infiltrators. This is real. This is a very serious issue. And please do not, I cannot stress enough, please do not get pulled in. perhaps it can be in the form of advice. Now, in every room, anybody can set up a room and pull people in. Going back to the Alinsky techniques, if you read Rules for Radicals, Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals, do a search, Glenn Beck, and you'll find it. Get to grips with it, because this is what they're using against us. And if you look at our society and our political system, analyze it for what it really is, it's Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals. I mean, they're ramming this stuff out. They're using it for everything. They brought down the Middle Eastern countries with the same conflict groups.
Indeed. All righty, we are going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the 5-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Tim Rogers. Now, you mentioned the name Glenn Beck, who works for the for Fox. Well, he used to work for Fox News, and you mentioned it in conjunction with Rules for Radicals.
Yeah.
And you're not promoting Glenn Beck, are you?
Well, actually, right. I'm not promoting him. What I'm saying is, it's an easy source to find Saul Alinsky Rules for Radicals.
Okay.
Under Glenn Beck.
Right.
But okay, you don't like Glenn Beck, do you?
Of course not.
All right, okay.
I mean, he's part of the corporate media, and
yeah, yeah.
And certainly, no, I don't like him.
Good. Wait, look, it's very, very interesting we're on this, because you were talking earlier about some blogs, this total fascism, put some good stuff up there. Well, so does Glenn Beck. But you know he's part of the other side. Do you see what I mean?
Well, but I can't say that about Andrew Anglin.
Well,
you talked about democracy.
Yeah.
And for many people in the United States, democracy is a very left-thinking kind of a mentality. And so we need to look at terminology with everybody. Democracy is the last thing that people should want here, because it's ruled by the mob. And of course, I don't believe in republic, particularly one that was set up with the Constitution by a bunch of elite people who meant to take over the country and rule it as an elite group with very few rights for the common people. So, you know, I think that when we use, we need to give definition to the terms that we use. What I see as democracy, you see as something good, but I don't.
Well, no, that's not quite true. What I like to do is try to appeal to the majority. When Adolf Hitler was taking power of Germany, when he was taking control of Germany, he knew he had to pull from the left, pull from the right, and pull from the center as much as he possibly could to take political leadership. Most ordinary people would relate to democracy as something fair, which in reality is not, is it? Because we got, let's say for argument's sake, 51% of the people bullying 49%. So no, of course it's not fair. Of course that system was put in place by the political elite. But we must simplify things. Not all of us are political geniuses, but we must simplify our message for the general public. And I'll give another example. Should we put out hate against minorities? Absolutely not. Should we put out hate against Jews? Absolutely not. We should talk about it so people understand it. Not all black people are bad, far from it. The vast majority I come across have been good people, but they're different to us. They're a different race of people, the same as the Chinese. So let's have a bit of straight talk and about exactly what things are, so people can understand what we're trying to do.
All right. All righty. We're going to our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after a station ID and a word from our sponsors.